dearest pen pal. I wish I was a more elegant writer like you. That last letter left me shivering and squirming on top of my sheets. It's like I could feel your gentle touch reaching out through the paper. In fact, after reading your letter the first time, I grabbed my vibrator so I could read it again. Only for the batteries to run out halfway through. I've never been so thoroughly frustrated. I even tried to take the batteries out of my TV remote, but, you know, AAA batteries do not fit a AA vibrator. Even now, as I write this out to you, I find my thighs tensing and hips grinding a little, so full of unresolved sexual tension. Well, that I may well burst. If this tension kills me, know that I died a sexually thrilled woman. But that's not your fault, and so I'll do my best to respond in kind. As you've likely noticed, I've included two somewhat salacious photos in this envelope for your pleasure. I trust that you'll keep them private. I took them special for you. I like to imagine that you'll look at them while reading this. Your hand sliding under your waistband, your breath getting heavier as you stroke your shaft, thinking of me. I feel linked to you. As a friend and a writing partner, sure, but also sexually. Maybe someday we'll be thinking of each other at the same time, our sexual fires connected by cosmic lust as we please ourselves. Maybe we will even finish together. Separated by distance, yes, but so full of lust and desire that we will feel each other's presence in the astral plane as we come. I'm being overly sentimental. Part of me wants to delete everything I've typed out, but a bigger part wants you to read it, wants you to see how soft and gushy your letter makes me. I find it hard to be this vulnerable with other people. Maybe it's because I've never seen your face. You are a mystery, hidden by a thin sheet of paper, note, and 1,000 miles. But that is not what you want to read, and is not what I want to write. You talked about your fantasies, the things you imagined us doing together in some other world where our lives intersected at different points. So I'll do the same. I imagine us as lovers, hiding our secret from the world, not necessarily because we have to, but because we enjoy it. Our friends notice that we have chemistry. They wonder about it behind our backs, too afraid to ask us. I imagine us stealing glances at parties, sending subtle hints, touching hands, biting lips, and sharing smiles. I imagine us running away on secret vacations. Maybe we go to Vegas, renting out one of those exorbitant suites you see in movies that I could never actually afford in real life. We arrive late at night and put our bags down next to the door as we walk around the marble floor, looking at the artwork that probably costs more than my house, pretending to be art critics. This one is a message about world peace. I like the lines in this one, but this one has too much red. Finally, you step behind me, wrapping an arm around my waist as you pull me close. I can feel your warm breath on my neck. You move my hair out of the way as you kiss up to my ear, gently nibbling on the lobe. I tell you to hold on. Go wait on the balcony. I've got a surprise. I sneak to the bathroom and change into the outfit I bought, the one I'm wearing in the photos. I walk out into the fresh air as you sit on a deck chair. Your face lights up as you see me, and you pull me close to you, kissing my exposed belly as your hands hold my waist. Your hands explore my body, feeling every inch of me, as you kiss my exposed skin, worshipping at the holy temple of my body. I straddle you in the chair, pushing you down as I slowly unbutton your shirt. I grind against your jeans, feeling your hardening cock under the thin fabric of my lingerie. This is my fantasy, I tell you. You better do as I say. You won't, of course, because if you did, it wouldn't be any fun. I kiss down your exposed chest, My soft hands rub up to your shoulders as I slide onto the cold stone in front of you. Kiss over your jeans, discovering your outline as my hands slide to your belt buckle. I know this is fantasy, and that this could never be real, because I unbuckle your belt on the first try. Next, it's your button, then the zipper, then I pull your pants down to your ankles. You start to sit up, but I put my hand on your chest. I want this. Your thick shaft springs out of the waistband of your boxers, and I grip it lightly with my hand. I rub my finger up and down the bottom, watching your face as I bring my fingertip up to your sensitive head. The pre-cum's already leaking out the tip, and I've never been very good at teasing, so I lean forward, licking the tip. I can see you so perfectly in my mind, or at least my own version of you, letting out the first soft moan as I wrap my lips around you. I slide down your length, slowly at first, savouring your taste, the sensation of you in my mouth. I look up at you again, see you gripping the arms of the chair. I start bobbing faster. And the sound of my mouth around your cock starts to elevate the sounds of the city. Wet noises mixed with the sounds of your moans start awakening my own sex as I feel tingling between my legs. And start going deeper and deeper, feeling your head near my throat as you start to squirm against the chair. Your cock starts to twitch, your breathing gets uneven, and then, finally, I feel your warm cum in my mouth. I moan as you finish inside my mouth, pulling away as I swallow your seed. I guess you'll have to wait to fuck me, I joke, but you pull me up, passionately kissing me as your hands slide down between my legs. Your thick fingers rub my clit, paying careful attention to the most sensitive part of me as our tongues dance around each other. I can feel you right now, fingers running between my folds before sliding a finger in me. I can imagine myself moaning against your mouth as you kick your pants off and bend me over the balcony railing. Your finger slides deep inside me. First one, then two, as you look down at me like I'm the most beautiful girl in the world, and you're the luckiest man. But I feel like the lucky one right now. Finally, you can't take it anymore. You need to be inside me. Your miraculously hard cock finds my slick entrance as you push my panties to the side. I have to brace myself as you enter me. Oh, I've never felt so full as I do in my fantasy. I moan out, looking down the sidewalk below us. My tits are hanging over the edge, there for anyone to see, exposed to the cool night air, but no one ever looks up. Your hips smack against my ass. Your grunts become my anchor as you put your hand on my shoulder. I slide my hand between my legs, rubbing my clit, and feeling your balls smack against my fingertips. Oh. I feel it building inside me. A wave of pleasure rolling back and forth until I can't hold it anymore. And call it out over the balcony as I feel pleasure. The pleasure as I come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Go. Fucking go. I'm coming. Oh. I stand up, pulling you out of me as I catch my breath. Oh, I'm tingling in ecstasy. I'll need a moment, I'll say. But you know that's not what I want. You pick me up. My legs wrap round you as you pin me to the wall. You reach down to guide me inside as I kiss your neck. Your breath shakes in my ear as you fuck me against the coarse faux stucco texture on the hotel exterior. I do love a little pain with my pleasure. I'll hold on to you tight, gripping your muscular back, biting at your neck as I feel you come inside me, driving me close to the edge all over again. I'll stand there for a moment, you holding me up, your cum leaking out of my pussy, before we start to laugh. Oh. Full disclosure, as I'm writing you this, my own hand seems to have found its way between my hand. So, if there are any typos, please blame it on my lust. This is not the only fantasy I have with you. Sometimes you take me down to a dark basement, tying me up, teasing me with all kinds of machines and tools. Sometimes we're in a dirty club bathroom, someone knocking at the door as you eat me out. Sometimes I'm rubbing your cock under a table while at dinner with friends. Maybe I'll write to you about these someday. I truly hope that you are who you say you are. I hope you're not some creep who lurks around online, or a prisoner locked away, toying with me. But even if you are lying to me, you've lit my imagination on fire, and for that, I'm grateful. I think we've moved past the title of pen pal. In your return message, I'd hope to learn your name.